Welcome to Preparing the Way Church podcast. We are so glad you can join us. Now, let's enjoy the Word of God.
So are we really believers?
Pues de verdad somos creyentes.
And then I want to kind of explain something. I began to see about belief and faith, they are a little different.
Y quiero explicar algo acerca de la creencia y la fe, que son un poquito diferentes.
Have any of you ever been confused about that and wondered, is it the same or is it different? Anybody ever kind of questioned that a little bit?
¿Alguien se ha preguntado que si la creencia y la fe son iguales o diferentes, o se han preguntado acerca de eso?
You know, you believe in your heart.
Uno cree en el corazón.
But faith is the execution of the belief.
Pero la fe es ejecutar esa
faith
creencia.
Is the action.
Es la acción.
That proves the belief.
Que comprueba la
In other
creencia.
Words, you can believe if I flip the light switch on that it's going to come on, but if you don't flip it, it doesn't come on.
Uno puede creer que si uno aprieta el encendedor que va a prender las luces, pero si uno no lo prende, no
so
va a encender las luces.
So faith is the action.
Pues la fe es la acción.
That proves what you believe.
Que prueba lo que uno cree.
Does everybody kind of understand that?
¿Entienden?
You can believe all you want, but if you don't do anything, it doesn't. That belief doesn't do you one bit of good.
Puedes creer todo lo que quieras, pero si no haces nada, esa creencia no te ayuda en nada.
And it's the faith that executes what you really believe. It's the action behind it.
Es la fe que ejecuta lo que uno cree. Es la acción.
So, man, you know, it would be pretty sad to stand before the Lord and you think you're a believer and he wind up saying, well, you never really believed.
Yo sería triste pararse delante del Señor y uno creyendo que es creyente. Y
and
Jesús
so
le dice,
the Lord showed me
creíste.
That many years ago.
Yes.
So Mark chapter 16.
Vamos a empezar en Marco 16.
Lord, show us if we're real believers.
Señor, muéstranos si somos verdaderos creyentes.
We need to know if we are or if we're not.
Tenemos que saber que sí, sí o no.
Mark 16:14, he says, after he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen.
Capítulo 14, después que se apareció a los 11 mismos cuando estaban sentados en la mesa y los reprendió por su incredulidad y dureza de corazón porque no habían creído a los que le habían visto resucitado.
So here are the 11 remaining disciples and who are supposed to be great men of faith and believers, and they didn't even believe Jesus had risen from the dead.
Aquí están los once discípulos que quedaron, tan supuestos ser grandes en la fe y líderes en la fe, y ni siquiera creían que Jesús se había resucitado.
I mean, do you understand? I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Ya, eso es algo, ¿no?
They still didn't believe he'd risen from the dead.
Todavía no creían que él se había levantado de los muertos.
And so, you know, sometimes we can think we're believers, but then when something doesn't go the way we want it, all of a sudden we don't believe very well.
Yo podemos creer que somos creyentes, pero cuando algo nos pasa no como queremos, ya no somos tan
and
creyentes.
He was a little upset with them.
Y él estaba un poco molesto con ellos.
But you know, you can kind of understand why they wouldn't believe. Somebody comes and says, "Well, the Lord rose from the dead." It's like, how do you know he rose from the dead?
Yo se puede entender cómo no creer. Alguien le dice, "Ah, pues el Señor se resucitó." ¿Y cómo tú sabes?
Well, he had told them earlier he was going to.
Pero él les dijo que eso iba a pasar.
But they still were struggling with believing. How many of you struggle believing sometimes?
Pero todavía batallaban con creer. ¿Cuántos de nosotros a veces batallamos?
That is always a fight, isn't it?
Siempre es una pelea.
I mean, it's always a fight.
Siempre.
So I just want to, you know, as Christians, we got to be real, you know, and not fake it.
Como cristianos tenemos que ser sinceros y no fingidos.
You know, it's like don't say you're not sick when you're sick.
Como no decir que no estoy enfermo cuando estás enfermo.
It's like people, they don't want to do a bad confession, but you know, Jesus said, I didn't come to heal those that are well, but those that are sick. So it's kind of hard to get healed by Jesus if you don't know you're sick.
Sí, es como la gente no quiere confesar.
Amen.
Algo negativo, pero Jesús dijo que él no vino para ayudar, para sanar a los sanos, sino a los enfermos.
If you're sick, just say you're sick, then the Lord can heal you. Amen.
Pues, si estás enfermo, di que estás enfermo para que el Señor
te sane. But if you're not sick, then it's going to be hard for him to heal you.
Pero si dice que no está enfermo, ¿cómo te va a sanar entonces?
So if you don't believe, just admit you don't believe. Amen.
Pues si no crees, admites que no crees.
Until you start believing.
Hasta que empieces a creer.
And he said, go and preach the gospel in all the world.
Dice, ir por todo el mundo, predicar el evangelio.
He who has believed,
el que crea,
and been baptized,
y sea bautizado,
will be saved.
Será salvo.
Now that's a pretty. I mean, you could have a church split right there on that one
sí,
sentence.
Ese se puede dividir. Amen? La iglesia, esa oración ahí.
How many have ever heard all those arguments about baptism, not baptism? How many ever heard?
¿Cuántos han oído todos los argumentos del bautismo y no bautismo y todo eso?
So I've heard people say, "Well, you know, what happens if you die on the way to the baptistry?"
Yo, hay los que dicen, ¿qué tal si uno se muere en camino a bautizarse?
You know, are you going to hell? You know, isn't that stupid? You know, it's like,
no, es tontería.
What if you die in the middle of the prayer? Lord, please come.
¿Y qué tal si uno se muere cuando está orando? Oh, Señor, vení.
Guess you're going to hell, man.
Ah, pues va al infierno.
You see how silly it can get sometimes.
Pero se ve que tan tonto se puede poner las cosas.
He says, the one who believes and been baptized, right?
Pero dice que el que cree y fuere bautizado.
So do you think it's important to be baptized?
Pues será importante bautizarse.
It's exercising your faith that you really believe what he says.
Es ejercer la fe si de verdad lo crees.
Typically, if you don't get baptized, you won't do the rest of the things either.
Que si uno no quiere bautizarse, okay, a lo mejor no va a hacer el resto tampoco.
But the one who is disbelieved will be condemned.
Pero el que no crea será condenado.
So believing,
pues el creer,
and faith is the exercising of our belief.
Y la fe es el ejercer la creencia.
And you're going to see later on, you know, believing and love. I've been looking at this. It's kind of hard to separate the two.
Y vamos a ver que el creer y el amar es muy muy difícil separarlos a los dos.
He said, if you love me,
él dice, si me amas,
you will keep my commandments.
Guardarás mis mandamientos.
So love is like actually believing in someone.
Pues amar es creer en alguien.
Even though they're maybe not doing what they're supposed to do, you still believe in them. How many ever believed in somebody even though they weren't doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Aunque no esté haciendo lo que deberían hacer. ¿Cuántos han creído en alguien que a veces no hace lo que debe hacer?
So when you love somebody, you really believe in them.
Pues cuando amas a alguien, tú crees en esa persona.
Even if they're not what they're supposed to be yet.
Aun si no son lo que deben ser todavía.
Like sometimes you believe in that spouse even though they're not quite where they ought to be.
A veces uno cree en su cónyuge aunque no ha llegado donde debe llegar.
You believe in that son or daughter even though they're like living for the devil, but you still believe in them.
Aunque está viviendo por el diablo, todavía crees en él.
How many had somebody believe in you when you were living for the devil?
¿Y cuántos a ustedes le creían en usted cuando tú estabas viviendo por el diablo?
So love and belief go together, right?
Pues el amor y la creencia.
If you love me, you keep my commandments. That means you believe in him, so you love, believe, it's kind of the same thing.
Van juntos. Si me amas, guardas mis mandamientos, pues los crees también.
Amen. And then he goes on and he says, these signs will accompany those who have believed.
Entonces dice, y estas señales acompañarán a los
now,
que han creído.
When I first got saved and I read that verse, I went, I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Cuando primero me convertí, leí ese verso y dije, yo no voy a hacer eso.
Have you ever done that? It's like you read it and go, well, I'm not doing that.
Y uno dice, pues yo no estoy haciendo eso.
How many know what I'm talking about?
¿Cuántos saben lo que
estoy
haciendo?
Did that scare you? Scared me.
A mí me dio miedo.
And I remember I was in this church. I went to the pastor. Why don't we do that?
Y yo le fui al pastor y dije, ¿por qué no hacemos esto?
We're believers, aren't we? Well,
somos
that's
creyentes.
Not for today. It's like.
Eso no es para hoy en día.
But it was. It is. Amen.
Pero sí lo es.
Here's what's going to happen to those who believe.
Esto es lo que va a pasar con los que creen.
In my name.
En mi nombre.
They will cast out at least one little demon.
Echará fuera por lo menos un demonito.
At least one.
Por lo menos
wait
uno.
Let's see. Does it say demon? Demons. Okay, two.
Ah, no. Dice demonios, pues. Por lo menos dos.
Plural. You will cast out. I mean, if you do two, you qualify.
Pues si haces dos, ya calificas.
Demons, plural, okay?
Demonios, plural.
So, you know, when I read that years ago, I used to think, where is the demons? Where do they live?
Eso hace muchos años, yo decía, ¿dónde están los
where
demonios?
Do I find me one of those things?
¿Dónde
you know?
Los encuentro?
Do I have to go on a mission field or, you know?
Yo tengo que ir al campo misionero.
I found out they were right there in the church with me.
Me enteré que están en la iglesia.
But you see that? I mean, that's the first thing he said. One of the first signs of a believer is casting out demons.
Pero eso es lo que dijo, que una de las primeras señales es echar fuera demonios.
And that's amazing because most churches don't even believe in that.
Y es increíble que la mayoría de las iglesias ni creen eso.
So that's pretty, to me, kind of scary.
Yo, eso sí da miedo.
So you should be casting out demons if you're a believer.
Debe echar fuera demonios si uno es creyente.
And preparing the way church said.
Y preparando el camino dice.
Boy, I don't see a whole lot of amens out there.
No, como que no oí muchos amén.
Come on, man. Is that what it says?
Y así dice.
And so I know all of you are doing that, right?
Pues sé que todos ustedes están haciendo eso, ¿verdad?
Man, if I were you, I'd go be chasing me down somebody and get the demon out.
Yo estaría buscando los demonios.
That's a sign of a believer.
Esa es una señal de un creyente.
I mean, now, you know, granted, it took, you know how long it took me before I did that?
Pero ¿sabes cuánto tiempo me tomó para poder hacer esto?
10 or 12 years.
Era de 10 a 12 años.
You know? And so that's a sign.
Pero es una señal.
So if you believe in faith, you're going to start doing what you believe.
Pues si crees en la fe, va a empezar a hacer lo que tú crees.
If you believe it, by faith, you start doing it.
Si lo crees, por la fe, lo haces.
And if you're not doing it, then something, we got a problem somewhere, guys.
Si no lo estás haciendo, entonces hay un problema.
You know, I want to make sure we all get to heaven.
Yo quiero asegurarme que todos vayamos al cielo.
Because after teaching on faith, it's not about what you get here, it's about the eternal things,
porque
okay?
Después de enseñar sobre la fe, no se trata de lo que se recibe aquí, sino
that's the number one
la eternidad.
Thing. He says they will speak with new tongues.
Dice que hablarán en nuevas lenguas.
And that doesn't mean I'm going to speak Spanish. That's not what that means.
No, que yo voy a hablar español.
That doesn't mean all you're going to speak English.
Que todos ustedes van a hablar inglés.
You're going to speak in something that nobody else knows.
Pero van a hablar algún idioma que más nadie sabe.
And so I read that scripture, you know, and I was going, I don't do that.
Y yo leí eso y dije, pero si yo no hago eso.
And for 5 years I sought, and finally I got baptized in the Spirit, and I lost that church I was in.
Y por 5 años yo lo busqué,
it's amazing.
Y entonces fui bautizado en el Espíritu
Santo.
Those
are signs. Okay.
Y perdí esa
so
iglesia.
You need to get your little checklist and start checking off if you're a believer.
Pues debes tener una lista y ponerle palomitas si eres creyente o no.
Because believing is a big deal.
Porque el creer es algo grande.
And so listen to me. I know what I'm saying here. It's easy to say you believe and think you believe and you don't believe, guys.
Es fácil decir
you hear me?
Crees
it
y
is
pensar
easy.
Que crees, pero a la verdad no creer.
It is easy to deceive yourself into thinking you believe when you don't really believe.
Es fácil engañarse a sí mismo creyendo que crees cuando de verdad no crees.
And for most of my life until I was 32, I thought I was thought I was like a Christian type, you know, person.
Yo y por mi vida hasta los 32 años yo creía que yo era cristiano.
Until the Lord told me I was going to hell.
Hasta que el Señor me dijo que yo iba al infierno.
And then I said, maybe I'm not a believer.
Entonces dije, tal vez no soy creyente.
So I didn't really believe.
Porque la verdad no creía.
So look at these signs.
Pues mira estas señales.
And now, isn't this interesting? He's talking about tongues before they ever had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It was never mentioned.
Interesante que él está hablando de hablar en lenguas cuando no tenían el bautismo del Espíritu Santo todavía
they,
no se había mencionado a lo mejor
time.
Ni sabían de qué estaba hablando él.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
¿No es increíble?
They'll pick up serpents.
Y tomarán serpientes.
Now, if any of you bring a snake to church, we're killing the snake.
No, si alguien aquí trae una serpiente a la iglesia, la vamos a matar.
Don't come bringing snakes down
no
here.
No me
okay?
vengan trayendo serpientes.
We're not in Kentucky or North Arkansas.
No
hills,
estamos
okay?
en Arkansas ni en Kentucky.
We don't do
Tennessee.
Snake handling here. Okay?
No hacemos eso de manejar las serpientes.
So what is that talking about? It's talking about the enemy is not going to hurt you.
¿De qué está hablando? De que el enemigo no te va a hacer daño.
What happened when the serpent bit Paul? He shook it off in the fire. It doesn't. He says, enemy's not going to have power over you.
Así como cuando la serpiente le mordió a Pablo.
They drink any deadly poison.
Y si toma alguna cosa mortífera.
Now don't go out and take cyanide or arsenic and see if you really have faith. That's not what it's talking
ahora,
about.
No vaya ahí a tomar veneno para ver si de verdad tiene fe. De eso no está hablando.
But it's talking about when the bitterness comes in and people bring bitterness and speak those kind of things, that water of bitterness, it will not affect you because it's not going to have any power over you. You're not going to receive that.
Está hablando de
bitter,
que cuando viene
poisonous.
La amargura y la gente
amen?
Te quiere hablar con mucha amargura que tú no lo vas a recibir y no
because,
te vas a
afectar. Because, let's face it, in church, sometimes you can hear a lot of junk.
Porque la verdad es que a veces en la iglesia veces se oye mucha basura.
And if you let it impact you, it can destroy you.
Y si tú dejes que eso te impacte, te puede destruir.
So you have to reject the poison, amen.
Pues tienes que rechazar el veneno.
I mean, your spiritual immune system ought to reject poison.
Tus defensas espirituales deben rechazar
when you hear
el veneno.
Don't take it to heart.
No lo toma al pecho.
So a believer is not going to let the bitterness and all that stuff affect them.
Pues un creyente no va a dejar que la amargura le afecte.
They will lay hands on the sick.
Pondrán manos sobre los enfermos.
Some of you are afraid to touch the sick because you're afraid you're going to get sick.
Y algunos tienen miedo de tocar a los enfermos porque no se quieren contagiar.
You do the air laying on the hands.
Yo a través del aire.
Like the air guitar, you know, you like from a distance.
Así como tocar la guitarra por aire, lo hace, le imponen las manos en el aire.
They will recover. It doesn't necessarily they're going to be immediately healed, but they will recover from the sickness.
Amen. Dice que se pondrán bien. No dice de inmediato necesariamente.
Sometimes immediately, sometimes over a period of time.
A veces de inmediato, a veces después de un periodo.
I'll admit I haven't quite got where I want to be in that area.
Y yo admito que yo no he llegado al punto donde yo quiero estar en esa área.
But I'm getting there.
Pero estoy llegando.
Okay, so it says in verse 20, they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed.
Y en el 20 dice, ellos salieron y predicaron por todas partes, colaborando con el Señor y confirmando la palabra por medio de las señales que les seguían.
So what were the signs?
¿Y cuáles eran esas señales?
It was those things we just read.
Esas que acabamos
and
de leer.
And something just hit me about the poison. Okay, you know, when people do witchcraft against you,
y algo del veneno, cuando la gente le hace brujería,
amen,
en contra de uno,
sometimes it's done by something they attach to the food or to the drink. You know what I mean? Know what I'm talking about?
A veces
there
le ponen algo en la,
right,
comida o en la bebida.
Well, you know, it ought to be the place that if we're walking with God, that doesn't affect us.
Pues debemos estar en el lugar que si estamos caminando,
amen,
con Dios, no nos afecte.
You know, because that's how witchcraft works.
Porque así funciona la brujería.
So we need to get to that place that we're walking with God in such a way that those things will not have an effect on us.
Pues tenemos que llegar a ese punto que estamos caminando con Dios de tanto que esas cosas no nos afecten.
And John 14:9.
Juan 14:9.
Jesus said to him, "How long?"
Jesús les dijo,
"Have I been with you?
¿Cuánto tiempo he estado con vosotros?
Yet you have not come to know me, Philip."
Y todavía no me conoces.
You know, you can be with somebody a long time and still not know them.
Puedes estar con alguien por mucho tiempo y todavía no conocerlo.
It's like you can never date somebody or court somebody long enough to know them.
Como que uno no puede salir bastante tiempo con alguien para conocerlo bien.
You can even be married to somebody for a long time and still not know him.
Hasta se puede estar casado por mucho tiempo y todavía no conocerse.
And he said, "How long have you been with me? You still don't know me."
Y él dice, "¿Cuánto tiempo has estado conmigo y todavía no me conoces?"
And sometimes I'm amazed. Sometimes here, like people I've been around a lot, it's like, "Do you not know me by now?"
Digo, y a veces yo me asombro.
Do you
con
not
la
know
gente,
me?
Lo que me dicen.
I mean,
pienso,
have you ever been that way where it's like somebody thought one thing and it's like, "Do you not know me?"
Y no te has pensado, no so, te ha pasado que alguien te piensa.
You know?
Algo de ti, tú dices, ¿pero qué? ¿No me conoces?
And it's important, you know, to know the Lord, to know people.
Es importante conocer al Señor y conocer a las personas.
He said, "Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me?"
Y dice, ¿no crees que yo estoy en el Padre y el Padre en mí?
In verse 11, "Believe in me."
Y en el verso 11, creer
that
en
I'm
mí.
In the Father and the Father's in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works.
Que yo estoy en el Padre y el Padre está en mí. Y si no, cree las señales.
Now then, verse 12 is very interesting.
Ahora verso 12 es muy interesante.
"Truly, truly I say to you."
De verdad os digo.
"He who believes in me."
El que cree en mí.
"The works I do." He will do also. I'll read the whole verse from now on.
Las obras que yo hago, él también hará.
If you believe in me, the works that I do, you will do also.
Yo si crees en mí, las obras que yo hago, ustedes también
okay,
harán.
Okay, I'm going to say this over here.
Lo voy a decir aquí.
If you believe in me,
si crees en mí,
the works I do, you're going to do too.
Las obras que yo hago, también harás.
If you believe in me,
si crees
Jesus,
en mí,
the works he does, you're going to do the same thing.
Las obras que él hace, ustedes van a hacer también.
That's a believer.
Ese es un creyente.
Okay, over here.
Ahora por acá.
If you believe in the Lord,
si crees en el Señor,
you're going to do the same thing he does.
Va a hacer lo mismo que él hace.
So if you're not,
y si no,
get ready to learn.
Prepárate para aprender.
Come to the deliverance class.
Ven a la clase de liberación.
Come to the leadership class.
Al de liderazgo.
Get yourself trained to do it. If you really believe that.
Entrénate para hacerlo si de verdad lo crees.
You ought to be doing it.
Lo debería estar haciendo.
Amen. Okay. I see the enthusiasm. Y'all about to shout me down out there.
Tan emocionados.
You ought to get excited about that.
Debería ponerse emocionado por eso.
Amen. He says, greater works.
Y dice mayores cosas.
Greater works.
Obras mayores.
Because I go to the Father.
Porque yo voy al Padre.
So, this is something I kind of noticed. You do the works of the Father whose spirit you have.
Uno hace las obras del Padre de que uno tiene en su espíritu.
The spirit of the Father in you is you're going to do the same thing as your father.
Uno va a hacer lo mismo que su padre espiritual.
And you'll see this a lot of times in the natural.
Y vamos a ver esto, se ve esto muchas veces en lo natural.
Sometimes people follow and do very much the same thing that their father did. Have you ever noticed that?
Siguen y hacen lo mismo que su padre.
And I was looking back at my life and I didn't realize I was doing it because I never wanted to do what my dad did.
Yo estaba mirando mi vida y no me daba cuenta que yo estaba haciendo lo mismo que mi papá y no me daba cuenta porque no quería hacer como mi papá.
He worked at an oil refinery place.
Pero él trabajaba en el petróleo.
And he was a real skilled athlete.
Y era un atleta muy bueno.
And so I wound up working in the oil fields.
Y yo también entonces trabajé en el petróleo.
Then I went to school to be a math major.
Y yo fui a la universidad para estudiar.
And when I got out, you know what I started doing?
Para estudiar matemáticas. Pero cuando salí, ¿sabes lo que hice?
I write software to find oil.
Empecé a hacer a escribir programas de computación para encontrar petróleo.
It was amazing. I didn't know all that then.
Increíble. Yo no sabía todo eso en ese
but
tiempo.
But I was like in the same business in a way that my dad was in.
Pero es como que yo estaba trabajando en lo mismo que trabajaba mi papá.
Except I was writing software to go find the oil.
Excepto yo estaba escribiendo programas de computación para buscar el petróleo.
And so I went, wow, you know, as I started seeing this, you know, so if the Spirit of God, the Father is in us.
Pues si el Espíritu del Padre Dios está en nosotros.
Right?
¿Verdad?
What should we be doing?
¿Qué deberíamos estar
same
haciendo?
Thing as our father.
No, lo mismo que nuestro padre.
Jesus, he did the same thing. He said, whatever I see the Father doing, that's what I do.
Jesús dijo, lo que yo veo que haga el Padre, eso hago yo.
So, do we have the spirit of our Father?
Pues tenemos el espíritu de nuestro padre.
I mean, brother, if you've got the spirit of God, the spirit of the Father in you, you ought to have that desire to go do what he, I mean, that ought to just be there. You shouldn't have to work it up. Amen.
Si tienes el espíritu del Padre Dios en ti, debería tener ese
to work that. I had to work at it, but I didn't have to work it up. You know?
Yo no lo tenía que alborotar. Yo tenía que trabajar, pero tenía ese deseo.
I spent 5 years trying to speak in tongues.
Yo pasé 5 años tratando de hablar en lenguas.
Some of you spend 5 minutes, you quit.
Algunos pasan 5 minutos y se dan por vencido.
Well, I tried for 5 minutes, my tongue got twisted up and I didn't say a thing.
Pues yo traté por 5 minutos, me trabó la lengua y no pasó nada.
And I don't know how many years it was before I cast out demons.
Y no sé cuántos años era antes de echar fuera demonios.
If the spirit of your father is in you, you ought to automatically, if you're not desiring, something's not right.
Sí, pero si el espíritu del padre está en ti y no desea hacer sus obras, algo anda mal.
You know, we might get the whole church saved today. I don't know.
No, tal vez toda la iglesia
really believe.
Se salve hoy y de verdad a creer hoy.
But I mean, this is what he's saying here.
Pero esto es lo que él está diciendo.
So, if we're real believers, we'll all be doing the work of the Father and the Son.
Pues si somos creyentes verdaderos, deberíamos estar haciendo la obra
Jesus
del Padre.
Jesus did the work of the Father because the Spirit of His Father was abiding in Him.
Jesús hacía las obras de su Padre porque el Espíritu de sus padres permanecía en él.
The reason people do the work of the devil is because the spirit of the devil residing in them.
La razón por la cual que gente hace las obras del diablo es porque el espíritu del diablo está en ellos.
And if the spirit of our father is in us, how come we're not doing what he does?
Y si el espíritu de nuestro padre está en nosotros, ¿cómo es que no estamos haciendo lo que él hace?
Amen. See, a lot. How many were raised in church? Raise your hand.
¿Cuántos se criaron en la iglesia? Pon ahí, levanta
okay,
la mano.
Okay, it's very easy to get a spirit of religion.
Es muy fácil recibir un espíritu de la religión.
And not know the Lord.
Y no conocer al Señor.
It's very easy.
Muy fácil.
And you think you know the Lord.
Y uno cree que conoce al Señor.
Amen. Here's 11 disciples that still didn't believe he'd rose from the dead.
Aquí había 11 discípulos que todavía no habían creído que ese había resucitado.
Amen. Now sometimes I wonder why church is the way it is. Church is a weird organism.
A veces me pregunto por qué la iglesia es así como es. Es bien raro.
Church can get really weird sometimes.
Se pone muy raro a veces.
I mean, it's just weird.
Es raro.
The way it works.
Cómo funciona todo.
Do we have the Spirit? He said, verse 13, whatever you ask, I'll do, so the Father is glorified in the Son.
En el 13, todo lo que pidáis en mi nombre lo haré para que el Padre sea glorificado en el Hijo.
So faith, really, our faith is about doing things that glorify God and not making a big name for yourself.
La fe se trata de hacer cosas para glorificar a Dios, no engrandecerse a uno mismo.
It is supposed to all be about glorifying God.
Se trata totalmente de glorificar a Dios.
Jesus didn't even glorify himself, and he was the Son of God. Oh my God.
Jesús ni se glorificaba a sí mismo, y él era hijo de Dios.
But everybody wants honor and praise and hallelujah, and you're a good guy, and you're a good woman. It's like Jesus didn't—he wasn't looking for that.
Y todos quieren honra y alabanza y halagos y un palmadita en la espalda. Y Jesús no era
so,
así.
A lot of times, this is why we don't see anything happen, because we're really more about glorifying ourselves or the flesh or something than we are glorifying the Father.
Y por eso muchas veces no vemos que Dios obre, porque estamos más interesados en glorificarnos a nosotros mismos.
So he says, if you ask in my name, I will do it. So the Father can be glorified.
Dice lo que pidáis en mi nombre, yo lo haré para que el Padre sea glorificado.
So even after the Lord went to heaven, he was still about glorifying his Father through us.
Pues aún después de ir al cielo, el Hijo todavía se trata de glorificar al Padre a través de nosotros.
So if what we're asking for doesn't glorify the Father, then more than likely he's not going to give it to us.
Pues si lo que estamos pidiendo no glorifica al Padre, a lo mejor no nos lo va a dar.
You know, it's like I really want to see Pierce totally healed.
Es como que yo quiero que
for his sake,
que Pierce sea sanado totalmente.
But I really want God to get glory out of something
pero
like that.
Pero de verdad yo quiero que Dios reciba gloria.
It's like, okay, see, I told you God is who he said he is. Look, God did this, you know.
Yo para que yo pueda decir, mira, Dios hizo esto.
He said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it.
Dice, si pidáis cualquier cosa en mi nombre, lo haré.
And then he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Entonces dice, si me amas, guardaréis mis mandamientos.
So we're talking about believing here, right?
Pues estábamos hablando de creer, ¿no?
And loving.
Y aquí el amar también.
It's the same thing.
Son iguales.
It's the same thing.
Es la misma cosa.
It's hard to love something you don't believe in.
Es difícil amar a alguien en quien no crees.
And if you believe in something, you're going to love it.
Y si crees en alguien, lo va a amar también.
And if you really believe it, you're going to start doing what he says.
Y si de verdad lo crees, vas a hacer lo que él dice.
Amen.
Amen.
And then the faith is the execution of those things. Amen.
Entonces la fe es ejecutar esas cosas.
So believing, faith, and asking all has to do with loving and obeying God.
Pues creer, pedir, y la fe, todo tiene que ver con tener fe en Dios.
And receiving, you know, answers to our prayers is directly connected to our obedience and love of the Lord.
Pues, y recibir las contestaciones a las oraciones está conectado directamente con nuestro amor y obediencia a Dios.
He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I'll ask the Father, he'll give you another helper.
Dice, si me amáis, guardaréis mis mandamientos, y yo rogaré al Padre, y él os os dará consolador.
So if you love the Lord, you keep his commandments, this is when the Holy Spirit begins to come and start filling you up.
Pues si uno ama al Señor y guarda sus mandamientos, esto es cuando viene el Espíritu Santo a llenar a uno.
And if we don't have a fullness of the Spirit, we won't be able to do those signs that he just mentioned, those five things.
Y si no tenemos
it's by the Spirit you do that.
Y si no tenemos
Amen.
La llenura del Espíritu Santo, no vamos a poder hacer estas señales, porque es por el Espíritu que se habla.
It's by the Spirit you speak in tongues.
Es por el Espíritu que se habla en lenguas.
He says, I cast out demons how? By the Spirit.
Y él dijo, yo echo fuera demonios por el Espíritu.
It's all done by the Spirit.
Todo está hecho por el Espíritu.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 18.
Verso 18.
I will not leave you as orphans.
No os dejaré huérfanos.
The Holy Spirit of truth comes.
Cuando el Espíritu de verdad viene,
and replaces that orphan spirit of rejection with the Spirit of God.
Y reemplaza ese espíritu de huérfano y de rechazo con el Espíritu de Dios.
Okay, this is something. Either we have not honestly understood it or received it, or something's not right.
O no lo hemos entendido o algo anda mal aquí.
When we get the Holy Spirit of God,
cuando recibimos el Espíritu Santo de Dios,
we get the Spirit of adoption.
Recibimos el Espíritu de adopción.
We are no longer orphans.
Ya no somos huérfanos.
We are no longer illegitimate.
No somos ilegítimos.
And that spirit of rejection ought to be ready to pack up its bags and leave the planet.
Y ese espíritu de rechazo debe ya hacer sus maletas y irse.
Because if the Spirit of God is in us, why on earth can we live with that spirit of rejection all the time?
Porque si el Espíritu de Dios está en nosotros, ¿cómo vamos a tener un espíritu de rechazo también?
And so a lot of times, sometimes maybe we don't even believe that the Spirit of God is in us.
A veces yo digo, ¿será que no creemos que el Espíritu de Dios está con nosotros?
He said, I won't leave you as an orphan. I will come to you.
Dice, no os dejaré huérfanos.
Okay, Luke 8.
Lucas 8.
The church has got to get to the place that it's real believers. Amen.
La iglesia tiene que llegar real a lugar believers. Que somos creyentes not, verdaderos.
Not fake believers.
No creyentes fingidos.
There's so much fake news.
Hay tantas noticias falsas.
And there's so many fake believers.
Y tantos cristianos falsos.
And, you know, I think as a believer, if we, you know, if we can just be real and honest, we can really become believers.
Yo creo que si podemos ser sinceros, podemos llegar a
we
ser
real.
Creyentes verdaderos.
And this is a healing miracle in Luke 8, let's go to verse 41.
Vamos a verso 41 para una sanidad.
A man named Jairus came. He was official of the synagogue. He fell at the feet of Jesus and began to implore him to come to his house.
Dice, llegó un hombre llamado Jairo, que era un oficial de la sinagoga, y cayendo a los pies de Jesús, le rogaba que entrara a su casa.
And he had a daughter of 12 years old. She was dying, and as he went, the crowds were pressing against him.
Tenía una hija como de 12 años que estaba al borde de la muerte, pero mientras él iba, la muchedumbre le apretaba.
And then a woman had a hemorrhage, bleeding for 12 years, and could not be healed by anyone.
Y una mujer que había tenido un flujo de sangre por 12 años y que había gastado en médicos y nadie lo podía sanar.
There's another account that said, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed.
En otro relato so, dice que si yo solo puedo tocar la borda de su vestido, seré
so
sanado.
She believed that if she touched the hem of his garment, she'd be healed.
Ella creía que si le tocaba, iba a ser sanada.
But that's not enough to heal you.
Pero eso no fue bastante para sanarla.
Right?
¿Verdad?
What did she got to do?
¿Qué tenía que hacer?
No, she's got to touch the hem of his garment.
Tenía que ir y tocar el borde de su manto.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Isn't that what she said?
No era lo que
so
dijo.
So what did she believe?
Entonces, ¿qué creía?
If I can touch the hem of his garment,
si puedo tocar el borde de su manto,
I can be healed.
Puedo ser sano.
That's what she believed in her heart.
Fue lo que creía en el corazón.
Then it took faith.
Entonces se tomó la fe.
To push through the crowd and touch the garment.
Para ir por la muchedumbre y tocarle el manto.
Now this is interesting.
Ahora esto es interesante.
God doesn't always make it easy for our faith to operate.
Dios no lo siempre hace fácil para que opere nuestra fe.
In other words, you know, a lot of times if it's too hard, we won't exercise the faith.
O sea, a veces si es muy difícil, no ejercemos la fe.
In other words, oh, there's too many people in the crowd.
Oh, la muchedumbre es mucha.
I'm going to have to knock somebody over.
No, voy a tener que tumbar a alguien.
I might have to work at it.
Tal vez yo tendría que trabajar
mucho. Do you understand
mucho
what I'm saying here?
¿Entiende?
Okay, you can believe you can be healed if you touch a garment, but if you never touch a garment, you're not getting healed.
Tú puedes creer que si toques el manto vas a recibir sanidad, pero si nunca toques el manto no vas a recibir la sanidad.
So a lot of people believe.
Pues hay muchos que creen.
We don't believe to a point to exercise the faith to get it to see it happen.
Pero no tanto para ejercer la fe para verlo pasar.
Amen. You can believe you can cast out demons, but till you go say in the name of Jesus, come out, nothing's going to happen.
Tú puedes creer que puedes echar
Amen.
Fuera demonios, pero hasta que vaya y dice en el nombre de Jesús, sal fuera, nada.
You can
no
believe
va a pasar nada.
That you're going to speak in tongues, but if you keep your mouth shut, you're never speaking in tongues.
Puedes creer que puedes hablar en lenguas, pero si cierras la boca, nunca vas a hablar en lenguas.
Amen. So, you know, believing and faith, you know, faith requires works. Faith without works is dead. Faith requires doing something.
Y la fe requiere las obras, porque fe sin obras es muerta.
So if you got faith, you're going to be doing something.
Pues si tienes fe, va a estar haciendo algo.
Believing is what you believe and think and know in your heart.
Creer es lo que sabes en tu corazón.
But faith is what activates it.
Pero la fe lo activa.
So faith requires work.
Pues la fe requiere las obras.
And faith works through. Wait, faith works through.
Y la fe
love.
Obra por el
love,
amor.
Right?
El amor, ¿verdad?
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Y si me amas, guardaréis mis mandamientos.
You will do it. You will do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
Lo que deberías hacer.
So you can't. He said, faith. Now by faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. Love is the motivator for the whole thing.
Y dice que entre la fe, la esperanza y el amor es mayor.
And she came up behind him, touched the fringe of his cloak. Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped.
Y se acercó a Jesús por el detrás y tocó el borde de su manto y al instante cesó el flujo.
And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Y Jesús dijo, ¿quién me ha tocado?
And Peter said, "Well, look, Jesus, there's like 100,000 people here. You know, what do you mean? You know?"
Pedro dijo, hay como 100,000 personas aquí. ¿Cómo es eso?
But see, belief didn't touch him; faith touched him.
Pero la creencia no le tocó, sino la fe.
You can believe and still not touch the Lord.
Puedes creer y todavía no tocar al Señor.
I believe this, I believe that, but nothing ever happens because faith is what touches the Lord.
Y muchos dicen yo creo esto y lo otro y no pasa nada porque es la fe.
You don't touch the Lord apart from faith, and that's action.
Y no se toca al Señor sin la fe y eso es con una acción.
You can have faith that you can play the guitar. If you don't pick up a guitar and take some lessons, you're not going to learn. Get on YouTube, do something.
Puedes creer que puedes tocar la guitarra, pero si no te pones en YouTube, nunca tocas la guitarra.
I mean, you can learn anything today. There's no excuse for not learning how to. I mean, I know I can do heart surgery right now. I know it.
Con todo lo que hay en YouTube, se puede aprender cualquier cosa. Yo hasta puedo hacer.
I've seen it on YouTube.
Yo lo he visto en YouTube.
I can skin a hog right now. I know.
Yo puedo pelar hasta un cochino por lo que vi en YouTube.
I mean, you can learn if you want to do something, you can learn it today.
Si quieres aprender algo, lo puedes aprender hoy en día.
I know how to make a Bowie knife. I've been watching how to make a Bowie knife. I'm going to make a Bowie
yo
knife.
Yo sé cómo hacer un cuchillo Bowie que yo he estado mirando ahí
en
YouTube.
But if you want to do something, you can do it today.
Pero si quieres hacer algo, puedes aprender hoy en día.
And if you want to cast out demons, you can do it.
Y si quieres echar fuera demonios, lo puedes hacer.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Someone touched me."
Y él dijo, alguien me tocó.
I was aware that power had gone out of me.
Porque me di cuenta que me había salido poder.
Something hit me there.
Esto me impactó.
If you're in ministry,
si uno está en ministerio,
and if you're in any kind of ministry where there's a power of God that's required, which most ministry is, I don't care what you're doing.
Donde se requiere el poder de Dios.
When the power goes out, you got to recharge your battery, guys.
Cuando sale el poder, uno tiene que recargar las baterías.
It's got to get recharged.
Necesitas ese recargar.
You know, a battery only lasts so long, and then you got to plug it in the wall and get the juice back in it. Amen.
Así como una batería, después de tanto tiempo, tiene que ir a recargarla.
And you know, Jesus would go out and recharge his battery.
Y Jesús iba y recargaba sus baterías.
So maybe some people have not recharged your battery.
Y tal vez algunos no se han recargado las baterías.
Because you can let the power go out and go out and go out, and all of a sudden you go. I got no power.
Porque puede dejar salir el poder mucho, entonces uno dice, ay, ya
we
no
need to go
poder.
Plug into the generator, amen.
Tenemos que ir y enchufarnos con el.
Because he felt it go out.
Porque él sintió cuando salió.
Amen. When the woman saw that she had not escaped his notice, she came trembling, fell down before him, declared in the presence of God the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed.
Al ver la mujer que ella no se había pasado inadvertida, se acercó temblando y cayendo delante de él, declaró en presencia de todo el pueblo la razón por la cual le había tocado.
Now this is interesting.
Esto es interesante.
She told everybody, he was there, people there, she told everything that was wrong with her.
Ella les dijo a todos los que estaban ahí lo que pasaba con ella.
I'm not a woman, but I'm thinking for a woman to tell that she'd got that problem in front of everybody is probably not something people want to hear. She didn't want people hearing that. Amen.
Yo no soy mujer, pero me imagino que es avergonzoso decir a frente de todo ese problema que ella tenía.
And I remember when I was a kid growing up, they'd come to church and they'd say, "We have an unspoken prayer request." Like.
Yo me recuerdo cuando yo estaba en la iglesia, tenemos un pedido.
Well, why don't you speak
nombra.
It, brother? I can't pray for something I don't know.
Y yo decía, ¿por qué no dice qué es? Pues yo no puedo orar
Lord,
por lo
I pray
que
for
yo
that unspoken prayer request that somebody would speak it.
Señor, yo oro que declaren cuál es la yeah. súplica.
It's like, yeah, right. What do you want? Tell me what you want. Don't tell me unspoken.
No,
I can't pray for that.
Sin hablar. Yo no sé qué orar.
How can you pray in faith for something unspoken? I pray over that unspoken whatever it is. With great faith, I pray over that, Lord.
En fe por algo que ni sabes lo que es.
I mean, you get what I'm saying? That's why I've tried to make the best we can this church pretty transparent, because I was in churches that weren't very transparent.
Porque,
you know?
Por eso yo trato de hacer que esta iglesia sea transparente, porque yo estaba en iglesias donde no eran transparentes.
After she said that,
después de decir eso,
she
ella,
wasn't ashamed
no tenía vergüenza
to admit her issue.
Admitir el problema.
You know, that's the thing. The devil keeps us in so much shame that we won't admit the issue sometimes. Amen.
Y esa es la cosa. El diablo nos pone tanta vergüenza que no queremos admitir nuestros problemas.
And after she did that,
y después de hacer eso,
then he said, "Daughter."
Y entonces él dijo, "Hija."
So that means she's a believer. Amen.
O sea,
she's a daughter of
God. Ella es creyente. Era hija de Dios.
Your faith made you well.
Tu fe te ha sanado.
So you know, it takes somebody's faith to get somebody healed.
Se necesita fe de alguien para que alguien reciba sanidad.
It takes somebody's faith to get somebody delivered.
Y se necesita fe de alguien para liberar a otro.
She believed, but it was a faith.
Ella creía, pero era la fe.
Amen. It takes somebody's faith.
Se necesita fe de alguien
to get them delivered or healed.
Para recibir sanidad o liberación.
I mean, I prayed for people who didn't even know they had a demon, so I know they didn't have faith to get delivered.
Si yo he orado por personas que ni sabían que tenían demonios, pues no tenían fe de que iban a recibir liberación.
Some of you sitting out there know what I'm talking about right
algunos
now.
Algunos de ustedes don't, saben
don't,
de qué estoy
don't
hablando.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm
no,
talking
no
about.
No se hagan como que no.
Amen. I pray for you. It's like, oh my gosh, I had that. Yeah, you had that.
Y uno dice, ay, Señor, yo tenía eso. Sí, right? Tú tenías eso.
Amen. It happened.
Así pasa.
So they didn't have faith to get healed.
Pues ellos no tenían la fe para
or delivered because they didn't even know they had anything.
Ser librado porque ni sabían que tenían los demonios.
So it takes the faith of somebody.
Pues alguien tiene que tener fe.
It sure helps if both are in agreement on it. Amen.
Y ayuda más si los dos están de acuerdo en la
now
fe.
Now then, one of the biggest enemies, this is an enemy, and this is what I really feel God wants to do today.
Uno de los más grandes enemigos, y yo creo que de esto es lo que Dios quiere obrar hoy.
The biggest enemy of your faith.
El enemigo más grande de tu fe.
You need to know what your enemy is.
Tienes que saber cuál es tu enemigo.
Do you know what the biggest enemy of your faith is,
¿sabes
typically?
¿Sabes cuál es el enemigo más grande de tu fe?
What is it?
¿Qué será?
What is your biggest enemy of faith?
¿Cuál será tu...
No, not doubt's the, it's an enemy, but the biggest one. You see it all over the Bible.
La duda es,
why did Israel not go in and fight the giants?
Porque Israel no,
fear.
No entró a
fear.
Pelear.
Okay, now listen, guys. Fear is very subtle. Some of you, I really felt like the Lord showed me this.
El temor es muy sutil.
Some of us, the reason you haven't seen something happen because your whole idea of the problem is based in fear. You still have a fear.
Y algunos no han recibido cosas de Dios porque tu perspectiva de tu problema todavía está basado en el temor.
You're afraid they're going to die.
Tienes miedo de que te
you're
vas a morir.
This is gonna happen.
O que esto va a pasar.
You're afraid that's going to happen.
O que eso va a pasar.
I mean, you still have fear.
Todavía tienes temor.
And that's why you don't see anything happen.
Y por eso no ves nada pasar.
I'm afraid my husband never gonna get saved. Well, okay, he won't.
Me temo que mi esposo nunca va a ser salvo. Entonces nunca va a ser.
Because your fear can start operating in that situation.
Porque el temor puede operar entonces en esa situación.
Which means the demons get released to operate through your fear.
Los demonios se pueden operar a través de tu temor.
I mean, the devil, you know, a dog can spot fear.
Hasta un perro puede ver el temor en alguien.
That's why he chews your leg off, you know.
Por eso te muerde la.
Because he knows you're afraid of it.
Te muerde la pierna porque sabe que tiene miedo.
The demons can spot the. They know the fear working.
Pues también los demonios también pueden ver
el
temor.
And they get released and go to do all their dirty work.
Y son soltados y empiezan a hacer su obra.
If you don't get out of the fear, you're never going to get into the faith.
Pues si no sale del temor, no va a entrar en la fe.
Verse 49. While he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue official Jairus. Remember, your daughter has died. I do not trouble the teacher anymore.
En el 49, mientras estaba todavía hablando, vino alguien de la casa de la sinagoga diciendo, tu hijo ha muerto, no molestes más al maestro.
Now, I admit most of us have not got to this level of faith yet.
Y yo admito que la mayoría de nosotros no hemos llegado a este nivel de la fe.
When Jesus heard this, he answered and said, do not be afraid any longer.
Cuando Jesús oyó esto, dijo, no temas.
So, while the daughter was dying, was she afraid?
Mientras la hija se moría, ¿tenía miedo?
Absolutely.
Absolutamente.
Absolutely. And now, she's dead, so the fear, I mean, there's no point being afraid now, it's all over.
Y
what do you do?
Está muerta, ya no hay razón para tener miedo.
And it's amazing, sometimes God has to allow certain things to happen so the fear leaves.
Y a veces Dios tiene que permitir que pasen cosas para que salga el temor.
In other words, the thing I feared finally happened. Well, you don't have to fear it anymore then.
No, lo
Lord.
Que yo temía ya me pasó, pues ya no tiene que temer.
You know what I'm saying?
Ben lo que digo.
I'm afraid this is going to happen. It happened. Okay, so did the world end.
No, okay. Me temo que esto iba a pasar y me pasó. Entonces,
in the end,
se terminó el
you
mundo.
Get up the next morning, brush your teeth, hopefully.
Todavía te levantas el próximo día y te lavas los dientes. Espero.
It didn't end, did it?
Pero no terminó el mundo.
And you didn't die, did you?
Y no te moriste, ¿verdad?
But we live in the fear all the time. Then when it happens, it's like, well, why were you afraid of it for so long? Amen. And live in fear, and it finally happened, and it happened, and you move on anyway. So what's the point of being? You know what I'm saying?
Understand
what I'm saying.
Temor, entonces pasa lo que uno teme, entonces uno ve que pues puede seguir viviendo.
Brother, if it happens, it happens. It's going to happen.
Si pasa, pasa, yeah.
But living in fear that it might happen is a terrible way to live.
Pero vivir en el temor que algo va a pasar es una manera terrible de vivir.
So then you can't enjoy your life. You can't serve. You can't do anything.
No puedes disfrutar la vida, no puedes servir a Dios, no puedes hacer nada.
You know, I'm afraid my son's going to hell.
Me temo que mi hijo va a ir al infierno.
I'm afraid they're going to do drugs.
O que tú vas a hacer las drogas.
I'm afraid this. I'm afraid that.
O esto, lo otro.
What are you going to do if it happens?
¿Y qué vas a hacer si eso pasa?
Nothing.
Nada.
Not one thing.
Nada.
There's nothing you can do.
No hay nada que puedas hacer.
What are you going to do?
¿Qué vas a hacer?
Amen. Man, God wants to get us out of the fear.
Dios nos quiere sacar del temor.
I'm afraid my wife's going to leave me. Well, she might if you don't change.
Pues temo que mi esposa me va a dejar. Pues tal vez si no te cambias.
Quit being afraid, do something.
Pues deja de tener temor y haz algo.
How many have had a fear of something and it finally happened and you actually got through it?
¿Y cuántos han tenido temor de algo y pasó y sobreviviste?
Amen. It's bad,
yeah,
but you didn't die, did you?
Pero no te moriste.
So why were we afraid of it all this time?
Entonces, ¿por qué tenían tanto miedo?
I mean, so the fear just shut down anything God could do.
Y entonces el temor lo que hizo es que apagó todo lo
so,
que Dios
podía
hacer.
So finally what he has to do, he has to let it happen so you can get over the fear and then now maybe God can work.
Y por eso Dios tiene que permitir que pase cosas para que uno sobrepase el temor.
All the church ought to be saying amen.
Toda
hallelujah.
La iglesia debe decir amén, aleluya, etc. Gracias, pastor, lo amo.
I mean, y'all understand what I'm saying?
¿Entienden?
Because he said, don't be afraid any longer.
Él dice, ya no temas.
The time of the fear is over.
No, el tiempo de temor ya se acabó.
Some are afraid you're going to get deported. So what?
Algunos temen que lo van a deportar.
Is anybody afraid you're going to get deported?
Alguien aquí tiene miedo que le van a deportar. No van a levantar las manos. Ya sé que no van a levantar las manos.
All you got to do is come back.
Solo tienes que regresar otra vez.
I mean, just come back.
No, regresa.
That's what they do, right?
Es lo que hacen, ¿no?
I mean, people are afraid. I mean, we got to get rid of the fear, amen?
Tenemos que deshacernos del temor.
How do you like to get rid of your fear?
¿Cuántos quisieran deshacer de su temor?
Today, God wants to get rid of your fear.
Hoy Dios quiere ayudarte a deshacerte.
You're afraid this is going to happen to that person. That's going to happen. That don't help anybody.
Y aunque temes que esto va a pasar, lo otro, eso no ayuda a nadie.
Amen. Quit being afraid.
Ya deja de
tener miedo. Nothing happens.
Porque cuando tienes miedo, nada pasa.
Amen. So, yeah, remember the Job said the thing I feared came upon me, you know.
Así como Job dijo, lo que yo temía.
Don't be afraid. Only believe.
No temas, cree solamente.
So what is the medication for fear?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el medicamento para el temor?
Believe.
Creer.
That's the I need everybody to take a big bottle of believe.
Yo
not relieve, believe.
Que todos tomen una botella de creer.
I'm gonna get bottles of believe and make everybody drink it today.
Voy a buscar botellas de creer y que para que todos tomen.
Take a big bottle of believe. Take two tablets.
Toma dos pastillas.
Of believe.
De creer.
Two tablets of believe right now.
Yeah, dos pastillas de creer.
And then the fear goes away.
Y entonces se va el temor.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, wouldn't it be good to get to the place? I don't care what is going on in your life. The fear is not there.
No sería bueno que no importa lo que está pasando en la vida que no haya temor.
You think by fear you can change one thing?
¿Crees que por el medio vas a poder cambiar algo?
What do you say? Do you think by worry you can make your life one bit longer?
Como dijo Jesús, ¿tú crees que por la preocupación puedes hacer que tu vida sea un poquito más larga?
Amen. So, man, it's really important. Believing God kind of takes care of the fear factor.
Pues es muy importante que el creer a Dios como que ya se encarga del temor.
And then the way you know you believe is, are you operating in faith and doing the things that God tells you to do?
Y la manera que uno sabe que cree es que está operando en la fe y haciendo lo que Dios le dice.
A lot of times because of the fear, it paralyzes people so they can't do the other things they need to do because of the fear of the one thing.
Y el temor muchas veces paraliza a las personas que no pueden hacer lo que deben hacer por el temor.
Well, I'm afraid this is going to happen to my family, so I can't serve the Lord and I can't do this and I can't do that because I'm afraid of this.
Yo tengo miedo que esto va a pasar a mi familia, por eso no puedo servir al Señor por este temor.
That doesn't stop you from serving the Lord.
Eso no te impide a servir al Señor.
It doesn't matter what happened.
No importa lo que pase.
It doesn't matter what's going to happen.
Ni lo que va a pasar.
Amen. We need to quit listening to that junk.
Tenemos que dejar de escuchar eso.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
Keep on preaching, preacher. Amen.
Sigue predicando, predicador.
Revelation 21:7.
Apocalipsis 21:7.
He who overcomes will inherit these things.
El que vence heredará estas cosas.
I will be his God.
Yo seré su Dios.
He will be my son.
Y él será mi hijo.
But for the cowardly,
pero los cobardes,
some versions say fearful.
Algunos dicen los que tienen miedo,
that's,
temor.
That's the same word.
Es lo mismo.
For the cowardly and unbelieving,
incrédulos,
abominable,
abominables,
murderers,
asesinos.
See, all this comes after unbelieving.
Todo esto viene después de incrédulo.
So if you an unbeliever, this is what you're going to be.
Si uno es incrédulo, va a ser el resto de
you
estas
can't
cosas.
Help but be the bad stuff if you're going to not be a believer.
Vas a hacer todo esto malo si no eres creyente.
Immoral persons.
Inmoral.
Sorcerers.
Hechiceros.
Idolaters.
Idólatras.
All liars.
Y todos mentirosos.
He didn't say all idolaters and all immoral people, but all liars, they don't make it.
No dijo todos hechiceros y todos idólatras, pero sí todos los mentirosos.
Isn't that interesting how he puts all liars?
No es interesante como dice todos los mentirosos.
Now, when it says all liars, what's that talking about?
Cuando dice esto,
any kind of liar.
Cualquier clase de mentira.
Whoa.
Uy.
Spirit of lying, get out right now. Amen.
Espíritu de mentira, sal ahora.
All liars.
Todos mentirosos.
How many of you seen lying in the church?
¿Cuántos han visto mentiras en la iglesia? ¿Quién no?
Whoa. All liars.
Todos los mentirosos.
Not just those in Oak Cliff.
No solo los de Oak Cliff.
All liars.
Sino todos los mentirosos.
will be in, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone.
Tendrán su herencia en el lago que arde con fuego y azufre.
So fear brings unbelief.
Pues el temor trae la incredulidad.
And then unbelief brings all the sins.
Lo cual trae todos los pecados.
So you got to overcome the fear.
Pues hay que vencer el temor.
So as a believer, it is something that you and I have to overcome.
Pues como creyentes, el temor es algo que tenemos que vencer.
How many of you growing up were kind of programmed a little bit with fear, maybe by your parents? And
¿cuántos cuando eran niños fueron programados por el temor, por sus padres o por otras personas?
I mean, it's just the way we were programmed, isn't it?
Así hemos sido programados.
Don't do this because you made this mind. Don't do that. Do this. Blah 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 blah.
No haga esto porque esto te puede pasar o lo otro porque lo otro te puede pasar.
And then the rest of our life we spend trying to overcome the fears that were put into us when we were young.
Entonces, el resto de la vida estamos tratando de vencer los temores que nos dieron cuando éramos niños.
Do not instill fear in your children except the fear of the Lord and fear you.
No imponga temor en sus hijos excepto el temor de Dios y el temor de ti.
You need to teach your children they can do anything they want to do. They
can do anything. Hay que enseñar a los hijos que puedan hacer lo que ellos quieran hacer.
Don't be afraid of this. Don't be afraid of that.
No tengan miedo de esto ni lo otro.
Amen.
Amen.
Because later on God's going to require it.
Porque más adelante Dios va a requerir.
Titus 1:15.
Tito 1:15.
To the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure.
1:15. Todas las cosas son puras para los puros, mas para los corrompidos e incrédulos nada es puro.
An unbeliever has trouble finding purity in anything or anyone.
Los incrédulos tienen problemas de encontrar la pureza en las personas o en las cosas.
Defiled means impure, contaminated.
Corrompido quiere decir que son impuros y contaminados.
It says their mind and conscience are defiled.
Dice que su mente y su conciencia están corrompidos.
So our conscience is the way we perceive or see things.
Nuestra conciencia es cómo percibimos las cosas.
So when your conscience is defiled, you never see anything as pure. There's always a hidden motive behind it.
Y cuando su conciencia es corrompida, nunca vea nada como puro. Siempre cree que hay otro motivo atrás.
2 Corinthians 4:3-4. I read this last week.
Segundo de Corintios 4:3.
In verse 4 it says, "The god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving."
O 4:4, y en los cuales el dios de este mundo ha cegado en el entendimiento de los incrédulos.
So people that don't believe, you know, right now, it's hard for a lot of our children to believe because they've been programmed so bad against it.
Y es difícil para los niños creer porque han sido programados en contra de creer.
And then what they see and hear kind of adds to the story.
Y lo que ven y oyen como se agrega a eso.
So for the it's amazing, you know, it's amazing how many children are on antidepressants.
Es increíble cuántos
anxiety
niños
medication.
Están en pastillas de ansiedad,
I mean,
y depresión.
That is a normal thing now.
Eso ahora es normal.
The only anxiety medication I had was that board that was going to hit my rear end if I didn't do something. I had anxiety over that.
La única medicina que de ansiedad que yo tenía era que la correa.
How many had that anxiety growing up?
¿Cuántos tenían esa ansiedad al criarse?
I had an anxiety attack against my rear end, man.
Sí, tenía un ataque de ansiedad contra la chancleta.
That'd make you anxious, man.
Eso sí me daba ansiedad.
Wow. But isn't that amazing? That I guarantee you, a large majority of the children are on medications because of that.
Pero hay muchos niños que están en medicamentos por esto.
Anxiety is fear.
Y la ansiedad es el temor.
Anxiety is nothing but fear.
Solo es temor.
Amen. And boy, the devil has done a number on that.
Y el diablo ha hecho una obra ahí.
Now then, Luke 9:37.
Ahora Lucas 9:37.
Now this is the epileptic guy, the guy that had epileptic son.
Uno que tenía epilepsia.
And in verse 38 in Luke 9, he says, "Teacher, I beg you, look at my son. He's my only boy."
Y en el 38 dice, Maestro, te suplico que veas a mi hijo, pues es el único que tengo.
A spirit seizes him.
Y sucede que un espíritu se
apodera de él. And he suddenly screams.
Y de repente da gritos.
Throws him into convulsions.
El espíritu le hace caer en convulsiones.
And foaming at the mouth.
Echando espumarajos.
Now it's interesting that this man knew it was a spirit and he didn't take him to a psychiatrist.
Interesante que el padre sabía que era un espíritu y no lo llevó a un psiquiatra.
How did he know that?
¿Y cómo él sabía eso?
I mean, he knew that because it came on suddenly. It wasn't something. It says suddenly the spirit seizes him.
Porque venía de repente.
And only with difficulty does it leave him, mauling him as it leaves.
Y magullándole y duras penas se aparta de él.
So this spirit, it would not act up all the time, just occasionally.
Pues este espíritu no se alborotaba siempre, solo en ocasiones.
This is the way a lot of the spirits operate in people, and that's why they don't realize they got a spirit. It doesn't operate 24/7. It operates in certain situations.
Y así operan muchos espíritus en las personas. No está ahí 24 horas siete, sino en ciertas circunstancias.
So I don't know what caused this, but periodically it would do this.
Y no sé qué causó esto, pero así pasaba con esto.
And he said, I begged your disciples to cast it out and they couldn't do it.
Y dice, rogué a tus discípulos que lo echaran fuera y no pudieron.
Now look what Jesus says.
Y mira lo que dice Jesús.
You unbelieving, perverted, he's talking to his disciples.
Hablando a sus discípulos, generación incrédula y perversa.
I mean, can you believe you bunch of unbelieving perverts? I mean,
imagínense un pervertidos incrédulos.
Oh, Jesus.
Ay, Jesús.
That's a pretty strong word there, Lord.
Eso está una palabra fuerte.
You must be talking to Peter, man. That's not me.
Será que está hablando con Pedro.
But I mean, you unbelieving perverts.
Pero a pervertidos incrédulos.
Oh, Lord.
Ay, Señor.
Wonder what he'd say to us.
Imagínate qué diría a nosotros.
That was those disciples.
Sí, esos fueron los discípulos.
Unbelieving.
Incrédulos.
How long am I going to be with you and put up with you?
¿Hasta cuándo he de estar con vosotros y os he de soportar?
Bring your son here.
Trae acá a tu hijo.
You know what? The Lord expected those disciples to take care of the problem.
El Señor esperaba que los discípulos se encargaran de ese problema.
He expected them to deal with that.
Que ellos se encargaran de eso.
Guess what that means?
¿Sabe lo que eso significa?
To prepare the way church.
También en preparando el camino.
When that happens, you don't call 911 pastor.
Cuando eso pasa, no se llama 911 o al pastor.
Now there may be times you need to do that, but you need to learn to where you can deal with that.
Tal vez hay tiempo que o ocasiones que tiene que hacer eso, pero tiene que aprender a tratar con esta
situación. This particular one is a little more difficult than others.
Y este en particular era un poco más difícil que otros.
While he was still approaching, the demon slammed him on the ground, threw him into convulsion.
Y mientras se acercaba el demonio lo derribó y lo hizo hacer caer en convulsiones.
But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, gave him back to the father.
Pero Jesús reprendió al espíritu inmundo y sanó al muchacho y se lo devolvió a su padre.
And so, because of the unbelief, they couldn't cast the demon out.
Y por la incredulidad no podían echar fuera el demonio.
And he said, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out the demons.
Y
amen.
Dijo, estas señales seguirán a los que me creen.
Let's look at the same story in the book of Mark.
Ahora vamos a ver la misma cosa en el libro de Marcos.
Mark 9:17.
En 9:17.
Teacher, I brought you my son possessed with a spirit that makes him mute. Now he's it's a different account. He says he makes him mute. He can't speak.
Maestro, traje a mi hijo que tiene un espíritu mudo. Ahora es mudo. Es un
Whenever
poco
it seizes
diferente.
Him, it slams him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and stiffens out.
Y siempre que se apodera de él, lo derriba, le echa espumarajos, cruje los dientes y se va consumiendo.
And I told your disciples that they couldn't do it.
Y le dije a tus discípulos y no pudieron.
And he says the same thing, oh believing, unbelieving generation, how long will I put up with you?
Y Jesús dice lo mismo, oh generación incrédula, ¿hasta cuándo estaré con vosotros?
And they brought the boy to Jesus, and immediately the spirit threw him into the convulsion, fell on the ground, he's rolling around and foaming at the mouth. Get the picture.
Y se lo trajeron a Jesús y de inmediato empezó a alborotarse el demonio y a hacer todo eso.
Here's Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
And then he's got this kid rolling around on the ground, foaming at the mouth, and just all kind. He's just sitting there having a conversation.
El muchacho está rodándose ahí y espumurando, y Jesús le está teniendo una conversación.
And he talks of, how long has this been happening to this boy, man?
¿Y por cuánto tiempo está pasando con este muchacho?
And he's down there going like this, and foaming at the mouth, and Jesus is just, you know, how long been going on? A while, you know. He doesn't get excited.
Tiene mucho rato, no está muy emocionado.
Most people, they'd be flipping out. Oh my gosh, you know, he's gonna die. What's happening?
Muchos estarían escandalizados. Ay, se va a morir el niño.
And Jesus said, well, you know, how long has he been going on?
Dijo Jesús, ¿y por cuánto tiempo está pasado?
The father said, well, he throws him in the fire and the water to destroy him.
Y el padre después lo echa en el humo y en el fuego y en el agua.
If you can do anything, take pity on us.
Pero si puede hacer algo, ten piedad de nosotros.
So, here's a spirit that tries to kill him in the water and the fire. There are spirits of water and there are spirits of the fire. He does both.
Este espíritu lo quiere matar en el fuego y el agua. Hay espíritus de los dos y este hace los dos.
And Jesus said, if you can, all things are possible to the one who believes.
Y Jesús dice, si puede, todo es posible para el que cree.
And so he's, you know, like I said, he's having a conversation while the demon's flip-flopping all over the place.
Está
down
teniendo
there.
Esta conversación, so, mientras el demonio está haciendo su cosa.
So the Lord did not panic because of this demonstration here.
Pues el Amen. Señor no se puso en un pánico por esta demostración.
And so don't panic if you see something like that. Amen.
No te ponga en pánico si ves algo así.
And the boy's father says, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Y el padre dice, yo creo, pero ayuda mi incredulidad.
So, you know, it's like part of you believes some things and part of you doesn't believe some things.
Es como que parte de uno cree y otra parte no.
Amen. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Usted entiende,
you come
¿verdad?
To a place that you believe certain things, but when it comes to other things, you don't believe it yet.
Que uno cree ciertas cosas, pero cuando viene a otras cosas, todavía no cree.
And a lot of you believe that God can heal and deliver somebody else, but he can't do it to you.
Y muchos creen que Dios puede sanar y librar a otros, pero no a uno.
That God can really bless somebody else, but he can't bless you.
Que él puede bendecir a otros, pero no a uno.
Anybody know what I'm talking about there?
¿Alguien aquí entiende lo que estoy hablando?
God can use, he can use him. He can't use me.
Ah, que Dios puede usar a aquel, pero a mí no.
You know? You see what I'm saying?
¿Ven lo que digo?
So you believe some things, but some things you don't believe.
Creen algunas cosas, pero no otras.
God wants the church to be a church of believers.
Dios quiere que la iglesia sea una iglesia de creyentes.
Amen.
Amen.
And when Jesus saw the crowd was gathering.
Y cuando Jesús vio la multitud.
He rebuked the spirit.
Él reprendió al espíritu.
Why do you think he rebuked him when he saw the crowd coming?
¿Y por qué cree que lo reprendió cuando vio la multitud?
One of two things. Maybe he didn't want the boy to be embarrassed.
Tal vez no quería que se avergonzara el muchacho.
Typically, Jesus never worried too much about that. Most of the time, he did right in public.
Típicamente, Jesús no se preocupaba por eso.
But it could have been the unbelief.
Pero podía ser la incredulidad.
He didn't want a bunch of unbelief there to prevent the deliverance.
No quería que la incredulidad de la multitud viniera.
He said, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out."
Y dice, espíritu mudo y sordo, yo te ordeno sal de él.
And after crying out, throwing him into terrible convulsions.
Y después de gritar y sacudirlo con terribles convulsiones.
And it came out.
Salió.
And the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, he's dead.
Y el muchacho quedó como muerto, tanto que la mayoría de ellos dijeron, está muerto.
Jesus finally killed him.
Jesús lo mató.
Yep, he's dead.
Ya, está muerto.
The Lord just killed that man.
El Señor lo mató.
And I had that happen one time with me years ago when I first learned deliverance.
Eso me pasó conmigo hace años cuando primero estaba aprendiendo la liberación.
I think I told you, I was praying for this girl. I had my hand around her throat and she went out. I thought, oh my God, I killed her.
Yo estaba orando por alguien y tenía mi mano en su cuello y ella como se fue inconsciente y yo dije, ay Señor, la maté.
And I was planning my escape.
Y hasta buscando la salida.
The man of great faith.
Hombre de gran fe.
I said, they're going to find my fingerprints on her throat.
Y dijo, uy, van a encontrar mis huellas en su garganta.
And one of the people next to me, they can't pick up fingerprints on the throat.
Y alguien me dijo, no pueden ver las huellas en una garganta.
I went, man.
Y dijo, uy, santo.
But she came back alive.
Pero entonces ella se recuperó y estaba viva.
But I mean, can you see that? You get the picture, you know, oh man, he just killed that kid.
Pero imagínese esta situación.
And so I always tell everybody, I've never lost anyone yet.
Pero yo siempre le digo, no he perdido ni un paciente en esto todavía.
Rachel says, praise the Lord.
Dios.
One of these days, Rachel will get to tell her story maybe about some things that God did with her. It was amazing, powerful ministry that the Lord did with Rochelle.
Y un día tal vez ella puede hablar de lo que pasó con ella.
And then, if you go, I'm going to skip down real quick, then I'm going to close. Y'all can come on up. Matthew 17:19.
Ahora vamos a Mateo 17, 19.
The disciples said privately, why could we not drive the demon out?
Y los discípulos preguntaron, ¿por qué nosotros no pudimos echar fuera el demonio?
Here he says,
y aquí dice,
because of the littleness of your faith.
Por vuestra poca fe.
In the other account, it was unbelieving generation.
Y, pero antes dijo, generación incrédula.
And he said, if you had faith like mustard seed, you would say to the tree, be plucked up, and it would obey you.
Porque si tenéis fe como un grano de mostaza, diréis a este monte, pásate aquí allá, y se pasará.
So I don't know if the disciples tried to do it and it didn't work, or they just didn't even want to try it.
No sé si los discípulos trataron y no pudieron o sin ni trataron.
But it sounds like they tried and nothing happened.
Pero parece que trataron y no pasó nada.
So they didn't believe that they could do that.
Pues no creían que podían.
Okay, you got to understand that you can do a lot more than you think you can do.
Tiene que entender que puede hacer mucho más de lo que crees.
Amen. But it's by faith you do everything.
Porque es por la fe que se hace todo.
And it's not faith in yourself, it's faith in the Lord.
Y no fe en uno mismo, sino fe en Dios.
And it's faith in the Lord that's in you.
Y fe en el Dios que está en ti.
Amen. You got to know. Listen, we got to get to the place that we know the Lord is in us.
Tenemos que saber que Dios está en nosotros.
Amen. If the Lord is in you, then why can't we do these things?
Y si Dios está en nosotros, ¿por qué no podemos hacer estas cosas?
If the Lord is in you, why can't he use you?
Y si Dios está en ti, ¿por qué no te puede usar?
Man, the day is coming where there's going to be so much need. It's like, you know, many of us are worn out trying to minister to so many people right now. It's amazing.
Hay tanta necesidad and que estamos desgastados tratando de ayudar a las personas.
So we got to get more people walking and believing in faith. Amen.
Pues necesitamos más personas caminando en fe con nosotros.
So if you consider yourself a real believer,
pues si tú te consideras un creyente verdadero,
then remember the signs that I just read.
¿Recuerdan las señales que hemos leído?
Do you want those signs?
¿Quieres esas señales?
Amen.
Amen.
But that's the signs that follow a real believer.
Esas son las señales que siguen a los creyentes.
So you can be a believer, but the faith, the fear can shut down the faith.
Tú puedes ser creyente, pero el temor puede apagar la fe.
It can shut you down from the work of faith. Amen.
Te puede apagar de la obra de la fe.
You can believe. Yeah, I can cast out demons, but you won't go do it.
Tú puedes creer así, yo puedo echar fuera demonios, pero no lo hace por el temor.
Yeah, I believe in tongues, but I don't believe it for me.
Yo creo para otros, pero no para mí.
Amen. So when are we going to start believing for ourselves? Amen.
¿Y cuándo vamos a creer para nosotros?
Amen. When are you going to start doing that?
¿Cuándo va a empezar a hacer eso?
When are you going to get rid of all the fears?
¿Cuándo va a quitar todo el temor?
God got you this far, didn't he?
Dios te llevó hasta acá, ¿no?
Some of you have had near-death experiences.
Algunos de ustedes han tenido experiencias que casi murieron.
Some of you have had things happen to you never thought you'd even be here.
Y muchos han tenido cosas pasar que no creen que nunca iba a estar aquí.
But look at the faithfulness of the Lord.
Pero mira la fidelidad de Dios.
Granted, the country doesn't look too good right now, but you know what? He is still in control.
Tal vez el país no parezca muy bien ahora, pero Dios sigue en el trono.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the devil thinks he runs the country and he thinks he runs the political parties, but God is still in control.
El diablo cree que él está corriendo el país sin un partido particular,
so,
pero Dios está en control.
Don't be afraid of all the stuff that's coming. Yeah, it may be bad, but you know God's bigger than all this.
Pues no temas lo que viene. Tal vez sea malo, pero Dios es más grande todavía.
And I'm going to keep doing the same thing I've been doing. It doesn't matter who's in office.
Y yo voy a seguir haciendo lo que he estado haciendo. No importa quién sea el presidente.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Democrats, Republicans, or Democrats. It doesn't matter.
No importa. demócrata, republicano, demoniocrat, no importa.
God's above every bit of that stuff.
Dios está por encima de todo eso.
So this is the year. Stretch your faith.
Este es el año para estirarnos la fe.
Because I'm telling you, I'm about ready to start stretching you.
Yo les digo, voy a empezar a estirar a algunos de ustedes.
Some of you are going to get stretched.
Van a ser estirados.
And you can probably hear the squealing from here all the way to Rockwall.
A lo mejor se va a oír el chillo de aquí hasta Rockwall.
But get ready for stretching exercises, amen?
Pero prepárense para ejercicio de estiramiento.
First thing, stretch your legs and come on down here, amen?
Pues primero estiren las piernas y vengan para el altar.
And let's see what the Lord wants to do for you.
Vamos a ver lo que Dios quiere hacer.
Well, this is on. I don't consider myself a fearful person.
Yo no me considero una persona temerosa.
I dealt with fear a long time ago.
Yo lidié con el temor hace mucho tiempo.
And since Pierce was diagnosed with cancer.
Desde que Pierce fue diagnosticado con cáncer.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like I'm believing God for the miracle.
Es algo muy raro porque estoy creyéndole a Dios por el milagro.
But he's been up and down and up and down.
Pero ha sido como una montaña rusa para arriba y para abajo.
And so my faith will get real strong.
Y mi fe se pone muy fuerte.
And then something will happen and my faith just drops.
Y luego algo sucede y hace que mi fe caiga.
And it's almost like I can feel like the devil's got arrows.
Y siento como que si el enemigo tiene flechas.
And it's like he's shooting an arrow and it hits me right here.
Y es como que si él está disparando esas flechas y me caen aquí a la mente.
And I'll start hearing all these fears speaking to me.
Y comienzo a escuchar todas estas palabras de temor hablándome.
And you know, the Lord told me, he said, you start talking to that fear.
Y el Señor me dijo, comienza a hablarle a ese temor.
And so, what I've started doing,
y lo que he comenzado a hacer,
is when that fear comes,
que cuando viene ese temor,
I say, no, devil.
Yo le digo, no, diablo.
And as soon as I speak that,
y al momento que yo hablo eso,
this fear has been leaving.
El temor se ha estado yendo.
And the other night,
la otra noche,
Terry went to bed a few minutes before I did.
Terry se fue a acostar antes, unos cuantos minutos antes que yo.
And he was laying in bed and the bedroom door was open.
Y él estaba en cama y la puerta de la recámara estaba abierta.
And I started hearing that fear talk to
me. Y comencé a escuchar otra vez ese temor hablándome a la mente.
And I said, no, devil.
Y yo le dije, no, diablo.
And Terry said, who are you talking to?
Y Terry dijo, ¿a quién estás hablando allá?
Didn't want to tell him.
Y casi no le quería decir.
And I said, well, I was just telling the devil no.
Pues yo nomás le estaba diciendo al enemigo que no.
And so sometimes we've got to, like Terry said, put some action to our faith.
A veces, así como dijo el pastor, hay que poner acción a lo que tenemos que hacer.
And so I'm going around all day every time one of those fearful
así es que
thoughts come.
Yo ando todo el santo día al momento que llegue esa palabra, ese espíritu de temor a mi mente.
And I'm saying, no, devil.
Y yo le estoy diciendo, no, diablo.
I'm gonna believe God.
Yo le voy a creer a Dios.
Because God doesn't lie.
Porque Dios no es un mentiroso.
And you always lie.
Amen.
Y el enemigo siempre miente.
So, amen. I just wanted to share.
Yo nomás quería compartir eso.
Amen. Well, I know the Lord is taking us through this journey of faith.
Que el Señor nos está llevando por este camino de la fe.
I think maybe the whole church, really.
Creo que toda la iglesia.
And God's moving.
Y Dios está moviéndose.
And people are going to grow in their faith.
Y la gente va a creer en su fe, a crecer en su fe.
And people that maybe haven't believed God really in the past are going to start believing.
Y gente que no le ha creído a Dios en el pasado va a empezar a creerle.
And man, we got to start trusting the Lord.
Tenemos que empezar a creerle a Dios.
And start putting action to our faith.
Y empezar a poner acción en nuestra fe.
And it's not always easy.
No siempre es fácil.
But we're going to do this, amen.
Pero vamos a hacerlo, amen.
And together we're going to see the promises.
Juntos vamos a ver las promesas.
And even if we don't, we're still going to operate in faith.
Y aunque no lo veamos, vamos a seguir funcionando en fe.
No matter what happens.
No importa lo que suceda.
Father, thank you for this young lady, Lord.
gracias por esta joven, Señor.
And I see you're moving right now.
Yo veo que te estás moviendo ahora mismo.
And Lord, I hear this word that I will not leave you as an orphan.
Y yo escucho la palabra que dice que no te dejaré como huérfana.
That I will not leave you as an orphan.
Que no te dejaré como huérfana.
That I will come to you.
Que yo vendré a ti.
And Lord, let her come today.
Señor, déjala que ella venga hoy.
In a new way.
En una manera nueva.
A way of faith.
Una manera con fe.
And believing, Lord.
Creyendo.
That what she needs, Lord.
Que lo que ella necesita.
You're going to give it to her.
Tú se la vas a dar.
And Lord, she needs you.
Ella te necesita a ti.
You are the healer.
Tú eres el sanador.
You are the lover of her soul.
Tú eres el que ama su alma.
You're the one.
Tú eres.
That sees every need.
El que ve toda necesidad.
And knows every problem.
Y conoce todos los problemas.
And that you have the cure.
Y tú tienes la cura.
And Lord, I ask you to increase the faith in this woman.
Te pido que aumente la fe de esta mujer.
That she will believe that God is for her.
Que ella crea que Dios está a favor de ella.
Not that he's for everybody else.
No para los otros.
But that he is for her.
Sino para ella.
And Lord, I don't know what's going on with her.
No sé lo que está pasando.
But Lord, she's been running here and running
there. Pero ella ha estado corriendo de un lado para otro.
And she's been looking.
Ha estado buscando.
And Lord, you are what she's looking for.
Y tú eres lo que ella está buscando.
It's not in a man.
No es un hombre.
It's not in a preacher.
No es un predicador.
It's totally in you, Lord.
Es solamente en ti, Señor.
And Lord, today you're going to come and show her.
Y hoy tú vas a mostrarle a ella.
The love that you have for this woman.
El amor que tienes por ella.
I ask you to heal her.
Te pido que la sanes.
Of every fear.
De todo temor.
All the past,
de todo el pasado,
all the tormentors,
todos los tormentos,
all the bitterness from the past,
toda la amargura del pasado,
that's tried to destroy her heart,
que trata de destruir su corazón,
and today she's going to let go,
y ella hoy va a soltar,
of everyone,
todos aquellos,
that has wronged her in her life,
que le han hecho daño en su
everyone
vida,
everyone that's cursed her,
todo el que la ha maldecido,
and everyone that she has cursed,
y todo el que ella ha maldecido,
I break,
yo rompo,
I break,
yo rompo,
every one of these curses,
todas estas maldiciones,
every one of these curses,
todas estas
her.
Maldiciones.
In the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
and that spirit of fear,
y el espíritu de temor,
that has kept her in slavery and bondage all these years,
en esclavitud y atadura todos estos años,
fear to be herself,
miedo de ser ella misma,
fear to make friends,
miedo de tener amigos,
fear to forgive,
miedo de perdonar,
fear to take the walls down,
miedo de tumbar las paredes,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
I command these tormentors,
y ordeno a los atormentadores,
to begin to loose this child,
que comiencen a soltar a esta hija,
to loose her body,
que suelte su cuerpo,
to loose her soul,
que suelte su alma,
you gotta let all this stuff go, all the
deja que todo salga.
All of it.
Que todo el pasado salga, déjalo. Todo el pasado que salga. Todo el pasado que salga. Todos los fracasos.
All the grievances.
Todas las tristezas.
All the torment.
Todos los tormentos.
All the curses.
Todas las maldiciones.
All the rejection.
Todo el rechazo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I command.
Le ordeno.
These tormentors.
A los atormentadores.
To begin to loose this little girl.
Que suelten a esta niña.
I go all the way back to childhood.
Voy al pasado, a la infancia.
To the rejection.
Al rechazo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús,
I command,
le ordeno,
these spirits,
a estos espíritus,
that will not let her trust God,
que no le dejan confiar en Dios,
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
will not let her trust people,
que no la dejan confiar en personas,
loose her right now,
que la suelten ahora mismo,
loose her,
que la suelte,
come out of her body,
que salga de su cuerpo,
let her go, honey, come out,
déjalo salir, hermano,
come out, all the pain,
todo el dolor,
all the pain,
todo el dolor,
all the pain,
todo el dolor,
all the tormentors,
todo el tormento,
all the tormentors,
todo el tormento,
start forgiving,
comienza a perdonar,
forgive yourself,
perdónate a ti misma.
Forgive yourself.
Perdónate a ti misma.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Just let it go.
Déjalo salir, man.
Forgive yourself.
Perdónate a ti misma.
Forgive yourself.
Perdónate a ti misma.
Forgive everyone.
Perdónalos a todos.
Forgiveness is the key.
El perdón es la clave.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Let faith enter in.
Que la fe entre.
Let faith enter in.
Que la fe entre.
Your cousin. Teresa's sister. Okay. Lord, let her see the love of the Father.
Señor, que ella pueda ver el amor del Padre.
Love of the Father.
El amor del Padre.
Love of the Father.
El amor del Padre, Señor.
She needs to know.
Ella necesita saber que tú la amas.
You love her.
Que tú la amas.
And you're not angry.
Que tú no estás enojado.
You're waiting for her.
Que estás esperando por ella. Que tú estás esperando por ella.
Back in the name of Jesus, and I command that spirit of failure,
promise, yourself too, brother. Forgive yourself, brother. Forgive everybody. And God's going to cleanse you totally. I command all these tormentors. All these tormentors. Come up. Get up. Get up. Get up and come out of him. Loose him. Loose him. All the pain. All the pain. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I lose forgiveness.
Tormented all these years. You get out of him. You get out of him and loose him and
do not return. Come out of him. Come out. Come out. In the name of you. Come out. Come out. Let him go. Let it go, brother. Let it come out. In the name of Jesus. Let him go. They're not going to hurt you. Let him go. Anger's not going to have any authority. Unforgiveness. No authority. Get out of him. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Go out on the breath. Go out on the breath easily. Go on out in the name of Jesus. Let go of this brother. Anger, go. Anger, go. No longer. No more. No more anger. No more anger. Come out of his hands. Come out of his fist. Come out. Come out. Come out. Loose him. Loose him. Loose him. Lord, I ask your power to come right now. Your power, come on him. Now overpower him. Overpower all the enemies. Overpower them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the peace of the Father. The peace of the Father. The peace of God. The peace of God. Loose him, Lord, today. Loose him. Loose him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anybody you need to forgive? Forgive your wife. Forgive your wife. Forgive your wife. You have to. You have to forgive her, brother. You have to forgive her. This is what's holding everything up. You have to forgive her. You have to forgive her. God forgives you if you forgive. Do you want to be forgiven? You want people to forgive you? You have to forgive. I want you to say this. I forgive my wife for hurting me.
Para haberme lastimado.